Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
This just in. DJ Trapper John has been allegedly seen in the Atlanta area. He has been sighted hanging with the notorious group alias Hot Talk Radio. Some of the members are Lady Libra, a.k.a. Queen Super Bitch, DJ Swerve G, a.k.a. Dr. TD, Big Baby, a.k.a. DJ Yeah Ho, and someone by the name of DJ Pimpin' Sweet, a.k.a. Yeah Yeah. Please give us a call if you see any of these members. 800, stand the fuck down, ho.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
It's your girl, Diamond.
Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Trapper John. Hot Talk Radio, let's go.
It's Wednesday, hump day in the hood. Take it to the trap. It's hump day in the hood. It's Wednesday, yeah. Hump day in the hood. Take me to the trap. It's hump day in the hood. It's Wednesday. In the hood, DJ Trapper John, take you to the hood. Lady Libra, take
you to respect this precious pussy.
DJ Trapper John, take you to the hood. Lady Libra, take you to the hood. It's the cut.
DJ Swerve G.
Hot Talk Radio.
DJ Swerve G.
We in the cut. Hot Talk Radio.
You gonna respect this?
Hey, Lady Libra, what's up, girl? It's my Big Bang. Trapper John, Lady Libra, hell, Pimpin' Sweet, DJ Swerve G, Diamond, your ghetto super bitch, and your boy, DJ, yeah, ho, let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra coming up with your horoscopes and your word of the day. It's Hot Talk Radio with Lady Libra and the cut. Take it away, Lady Libra. What you got for him today?
Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's your boy Dumb Beats checking back in. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Oh yeah, come on. Hey. This is a big shout out to Lady Libra and Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah, you're looking sweet, that guy.
Let's go, come on. Hot Talk Radio.
Wish that I could love you,
Lady Libra.
In a special way.
Let's go, let's go.
You light my mind.
Hot Talk Radio.
Somebody just pissed my pussy off, and I'm getting ready to start sitting on fucking faces.
Oh, no.
You gonna respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy.
What's up, world? What's up, ACL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your mother. Fucking speaker. Y'all already know I had to make a grand introduction because y'all know I was rolling up what I be, you know what I'm saying, smoking on and pouring me what I be drinking on. Y'all know how I do it over here in the cut. But you already know it's going to be a wild motherfucking show. This is the last Wednesday for 2012. So you know I'm finna set this motherfucker off right. I'm already going
set
to the motherfucker.
Motherfucker all right.
I'm finna set this shit. I mean, it's just, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I really don't know where to begin, but I know what I'm gonna do. I've been getting too many reports from Basic Land. Basic Land right now is in rare force, in rare form. It's just too much. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta let them know that just because we've been in our penthouses and chill modes, you know, handling our business, the super bitches are always on deck. And don't you ever underestimate power of a super bitch.
Never.
Okay. Shout to that girl.
Now you got the
Tequila Hot Top Radio.
Hey.
We some super bitches. Straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches. Straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches. Super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches. Super bitch, we super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm worldwide scouting, so we chicken head, rowdy hoes acting like you bout it. Fuck with me, bitches.
national anthem playing. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, what a dope, man. What's happening, man?
I need you to say this alert, huh, because it was something very important that she said in this song that I need all these basic bitches to pay attention to. Straight perplexed. Shout out to what I'm drinking. Straight. Yeah, because you know when I get like this, I'm finna really, you know, go in. Straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouted. Bitch, we'll show you how to do this. We some super bitches. Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. It didn't say nothing about we super fine, we got big asses. I mean, some of us come with those attributes, but that's not what the movement is about, cuz. What the fuck is going on? I mean, what the fuck? It's what the fuck, who the fuck, how the fuck, when the fuck, why the fuck, when. Oh, glory. Because it's not got Allie, and I need your expertise on this. I need your expertise. I need you to, you know, I'm getting so many reports from Basic Land that it's beginning to ride my blood pressure up, and you know I'm always so cool that nothing elevates my blood pressure, but with too much basic shit jumps off, I have to summon the super bitches, you know, activate. And
what
you know,
fuck?
I am a super bitch all by myself, and I can't do this, but, you know, I'm just saying, cuz, what a cut at tonight, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, what's happening, man? Everybody trap, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, what it is, man, we just chilling, man, but all I got to say, cuz, you know what I'm saying, the most important thing that I got from that song, man, is when she say, and it's stand loud. You know what I'm saying?
Do you already say stay loud? Wait a minute, hold on.
Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm worldwide.
Say it loud. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Wait a minute. I know Cubs is under the anointing. I know you under the anointing too, Chapter Job. But I just want to say something because it's 2012. Hot Talk Radio has been in full effect since 2010. Shouts out to DJ Chopper John. Shouts out to Pippin Sweet. Shouts out to Swerve G. Shouts out to Big Baby. Shouts out to a whole bunch of people that have rocked and made this motherfucker what it is today. But, you know, I just like to let people know that Pippin Sweet and Swerve G are one of the original Don Donalds. They've been riding since 2012, and we're rolling up on 2013, so we 3 years in this bitch. Chopper John been up in this motherfucker 2 years. So, you know, I just want to say this one thing. It was something that what I'm trying to tell you is that my super top-notch super bitch dilemma wrote this song in 2010 when it was another basic bitch showing her ass, and she wrote that shit off what I was saying to y'all bitches on her. How the shun that summer, that summer. Whoa, she wrote the song. Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
After she heard, the movement. And heard me ministering to these basic-ass bitches about this basic-ass behavior that they keep displaying all over this motherfucking world. She came to me. She said, I got something for you. Check your inbox. See, she already had Baller Bitch. What's the other one called? She had Baller Bitch. Top-notch Bitch. Top-notch Bitch on deck. Fucking with the niggas that be breaking their bread. Okay. You know, she already had some other female anthems and was already doing her motherfucking thing. But when she heard, you know, Queen, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable, what the fuck did you expect? When she heard this real, true shit, she went into the, under the anointing, went into the lab, went into the studio, and out popped this grand masterpiece that I have been pushing and has been is now all over the motherfucking world. Folks standing around jumping off buildings, flying and shit. But they say they some super bitches, you know. Be careful, you know what I'm saying, because some of y'all need some training. We're going to be holding training class. There's too much
basic
going on.
You don't jump. I'm just saying. You can fly.
So is there anything you want to say on behalf of the Lemon Top Knots? Because I know that, you know, it was due to your expertise. You figured that we would, you know, be able to help each other. That's what super bitches do. That's what we do. We help each other. We come together. We unite. So, bitches, one of your basic ass, well, you know, that's a lot of y'all basic calls and basic land, but y'all don't have unity. Y'all just be over in y'all own little corner, causing ruckus, want some attention. What the fuck is the problem?
What the fuck
I mean,
is the
do
problem?
You not know how to get positive attention?
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, Clint isn't for the day, man, on this Wednesday. Hop down the trap, man. Hop down the hood.
Ain't no doubt.
Hop down
the
trap. Hop down the
trap. Hot Trap
Radio. Of peace. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, it's all good, man. But, hey, man, isn't for the day is, man, don't be afraid to take chances, you know what I mean? Gotta take risks sometimes. I mean, don't be afraid to just, you know, just take risks, man. Do your thing. Sometimes you never know what you'll miss out on, man, if you just take a chance to do something different. You know what I mean? Step out of your comfort zone sometimes, man, and goddamn really play on the other side of the fence. Sometimes you might learn something, man. Other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? Keep it moving. Keep it pivot and keep it funky. Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no comfort zone. I'm just all over the motherfucking galaxy. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no limits. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really not. You know, when the niggas sit down and get to know me, they be fucked up for life because they have never met a more real female in their life. You know what I'm saying? They never seen a bitch of my caliber before in their life. You know, I done played every character, I done played every role they is playing in life, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, what I want to open up on my sermon tonight is, you know, what the fuck are your rules? Because, you know, in every situation you got rules. In every game, you know, you get out, break out Monopoly, you read the rules and, you know, learn what you can and cannot do what you ain't supposed to do. And see, it's one game that all of us play at some point in our lives. You know, some motherfuckers play to the day they die. Some niggas tap out early. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas get out there playing and they ain't even learn the instructions and ain't got no guidance, don't know what the fuck they doing. You know what I'm saying? And they get real sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Get a little messy. But, you know, hey, that's what a broom was invented for. Clean the shit up. You know what I'm saying? That's what a mop was created for. That's what the fuck the cleaning utensils were made for. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let somebody know and let people know. I want to shout out to all my baby daddies, all my men across the world. I love you. Don't let what be going on Facebook make you feel like you have lost your position. This is the game I play. You know what I'm saying? And when you playing the game, be prepared to be played. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, that's why you are a player in the game. You get it? Got it? Good. So, moving on. But I just want people to understand that in every game, always introduce yourself to rules off the muscle. Make sure motherfuckers are clear. Make sure they got the rules in writing. That way, all down the line, when you go to jail and you want to get out for free, you could go back to the rules and say, well, you know, you can't get out for free. Somebody got to pay for you to get out for free. Because, see, some people forget the rules when they've been playing this game so long. Because you know how your bitches get out of line and you have to say, get in line, ho, wait your turn. You know how you do it, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. These bitches be forgetting once they get in the game and the game get going smoothly. You know what I'm saying? And you rolling the dice and your turn come, my turn, his turn, your turn, enough next motherfucker's time. Somebody done forgot the beginning rules. Then, when motherfuckers
right.
start forgetting rules, at what point, when the fuck do you think that when you in another motherfucker's game, that you can call some rules? You can change the game. You can call some shots. No, sir. No, ma'am. See, now I am, you know, a strong advocate for being a strong, powerful black woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for us. Yay, hey, woman power. Let's do this shit. But at the same time, don't ever forget, this is a man's world. But you know it won't be nothing without a super bitch. Excuse me. These basic bitches ain't making shit happen. These basic hoes ain't making shit happen. What the fuck makes you think just because you done played the game a little bit of time that you can sit back and call rules on another man's game? You see what I'm saying? See, if you're playing Monopoly, you can't decide to play the shit like life halfway through it. No, bitch, you got to stick to the original rules of Monopoly. Get in line, ho. Stay in your place and get in line, ho. If you already been given your position from Monopoly, don't start trying to change it. I want to be a Candyland piece. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. See, well, you know, and when I'm playing these different games, cause like I say, you know, I have a multitude of men. You know what I'm saying? I have men from all walks of life. Shout out to my astronaut. I did pick him back up because I broke up with him a couple years ago because he wanted to take me to the moon, and I was insisting that he take me to the sun because I don't like to do shit that nobody else has done. So when he told me that they hadn't even been to the moon, so I had to reconsider his contract and let him back in the game. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, once I gave him the position, you are the astronaut, these are your duties. He could not decide, well, I want to do this, that, this, that, and another, and want to be able to see you and be here. And No. You are Lady Libra game board. I got my rules. I gave the positions. I called the shot. So if I tell you I'm going to drop you off some pussy, but I'm going to keep it moving because I'm going home to this one, then you either accept the rules or you get the fuck off the field. You can't handle the heat. Get the fuck out the kitchen. What the fuck make you think that you called some motherfucking shots and it ain't in your game? This is a man's world. And it won't be shit without a super bitch.
Unleash the bitch in you.
Super nigga, everything will fit. People super bitch, you gon' show you how to get it.
I run this city, and I ain't done. I run this city. You own my playing field. Understand this. And see, when you fuck with a bitch of my caliber, the kind of shit that I understand and how I play it, this ain't the game for everybody. See, for y'all with them soft-ass hearts, go on over there and get married. Live a happily safe family, whatever fuck y'all call it. This shit ain't for everybody. You can't play your role, ho, and get in line. Now, how you say it, cuz? Play your role and get in line, ho. That's your line. I'm sorry. So,
I'm sorry for the pimp, you know what I'm saying? The pimp ain't on tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Pimp doing thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to the boys, special man. That Bajo the Mother, man. That Bajo Rod, Dope the Third Road, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them boys, man. You know what I mean? Y'all do y'all thing. My new nigga on the label, man. That Bud Frying Green, man. Y'all stay tuned to him. You know what I mean?
And I just want to say something because I know my audience is like, who the fuck are all these people? Those are all his characters. I just need y'all to understand how we do it on Hot Talk Radio. This ain't what you want on a hot summer night. He just told you how many people he is. So that just understand he got a set of bitches for each individual name he just called. Y'all ain't going to play this game. Stay the fuck off the field. His name is DJ Piss and Sweet. The name alone will tell you what time it is over here. We got King John Doe just checked in. Super Nigga, DJ Trucker, John is on deck, because it is his show, but you know me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it is. Hey.
I see you got shit on your chest, goddammit. What the fuck? Who the fuck got that? I'm piss you off. That's what's happening. Them basic bitches in the lane. Hey, stand down.
Check this out right here, though, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going into the new year, man. You know what I mean? It's going to be 2013 coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? Time for us to start a whole new revolution, man, you know what I mean? It ain't going to be a lot of this street stuff that we use to bring to y'all, man. We're going to goddamn branch up a little bit, man, and let y'all know what's going on in the corporate world and all these other things, you know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned to this Hot Talk Radio shit, man, because we appreciate the platform, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, trap, man. Keep holding it down. Matter of fact, stay up. My nigga, yeah, ho. My nigga, lane to lane, we still doing our thing, man. Everybody else, man, keep it moving, pepping, and keep it funky, man. It's time for me to be Howdy 5000, G. I'll fuck with
y'all. Y'all know what to do.
Yeah.
A lot of Patero in the motherfucking building, holy moly, Pimp and Sweet. Y'all already know what to do, man. That boy always come through with the Eagles.
I see you done checked in early. You didn't want to miss this one, because you know we get real. Get loose outside, and then we be not dropping out of so early into the game that we able to shut this bitch down early. And you been missing the tail end because you like to show up at 10:30, so you call in on time tonight. Welcome. I'm so proud to see you on time tonight.
He must have been a Deacon Dime bag earlier today. That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying, man? He actually stopped by my place of employment and hollered at your boy, so, you know, he wanted to make sure I was on time even.
That's what's happening. And we had it. So, Lady Leaper, go ahead and break down who the fuck, what the fuck, and why the fuck, and so we can goddamn go ahead and let the world know what's happening with this shit.
I guess you want me to take the show over tonight, and I'll be glad to. Yeah, this is King Ja coming in live to you. I'm checking in with these super bitches and these super niggas that's just entirely took over the world. So the next thing that we're going to take over is the universe.
That's
that we had already did that. We was working on the galaxy. I'm sorry.
I apologize. I mean, you know, the next time.
Yeah, I had forgotten to update. It'd be so much shit jumping out of job. I mean, I just want to ask you one question. Cause I know the caliber of man you are, and I know that, you know, I know you are a real stern individual when it comes down to laying down the rules on how your game is going to be ran.
Oh,
but,
really?
You know, what females fail to realize is that I want to tell y'all one thing, and I want y'all to get this through your head. I've been doing running tests since I was approximately 2 years old. Don't worry about my age, because you will never figure it out. But let me tell you something about a man. A man is going to be a man. And when I say a man, I don't mean it in a negative way, meaning that he's going to make his own decisions in life. He's going to make his own choices. Nobody tells him what to do. He listens and takes opinions and criticism, but at the end of the day, he decides his own fate. So with that being said, no man will ever not have other companions, other women he socializes with. You will never, ever, ever be the only person that he socializes with in life. And the minute you think that you're the only thing he's going to talk to, that's when you have played yourself to the left. Now, once you have understand how this shit is set up, now, the way most kingdoms are set up, the men got that one who is the head bitch in charge. And everybody else, pick a ticket. Get in line, play your role, and stay in line, ho. Now, that man is the one who gives out the position. Okay, this is the position you play. You play guard. Okay, this, you play center. Okay,
hey, you
play this position. Now, it is not your job to decide what position you shall play because it's his playing field. Now, our ladies, I'm trying to get y'all not to be so basic.
I understand, and that's what I'm saying. I don't mean to cut you, nothing like that. I mean this in the utmost respect, because the only thing that I was saying to you is I think you need to be charging these basic bitches for giving these broads some shit that they should have learned years ago.
I got to give it out free, King.
I apologize.
This is how you promo shit. You give out samples for free, and once you get them baited in, that's when you put the charge to that ass. So right now, I'm gonna tell you, because they're gonna come back and wanna know, Lady Libra, how you so strong? How you handle this shit? Because I understood the game.
Lady Libra, that new age crap. Lady Libra, that new age crack. Once you give them a hit, they gonna be coming back. That's it. That's it. Super crack.
But I just want to know, at what point do you allow your bitches to tell you what position they gonna play? Uh oh.
You know that's right there is what you said. When at what point? Does my bitch, get that right now, at what point does my bitch think that she has the authority or the audacity give anyone within the kingdom they rule?
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? Because when you look at the king is the root word. We say king.
A.K.A. super nigga. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Kingdom. That means everything within this domain was brought here by the king, for the king, to the king, and presented in good standing. Now, with that being said, whenever you have chaos within the kingdom, somebody got to go.
Don't say another word. Wait a minute. It just got added. What the fuck? Wait a minute. No, key. You holding
just
down and you want to bust in right
there.
I'm trying to keep instructions so everybody can talk. So I'm going to stop him. If you ready to book, I know you holding your horses now. If I need to let you loose, go ahead. But if not, I'm finna let him back loose. Because he just, let me take a sip.
You know me, I sit back in the cut, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, when it's time for me to go and let them know what time it is, you know, I handle my business.
And see, my thing is, Lady Libra, you a strong bitch, you dig? And the thing about it is, these super bitches, their strength comes within because, see, they don't have to say too much. You dig what I'm saying? Because a female that don't say too much, that's her strength. Because the time that when she does say something, it means something. She don't just be fucking babbling just to let motherfuckers know she has a nice voice. No. A super bitch, she
speaks. I've been quiet all my life.
A super bitch will speak when she has to. You know what I'm saying? And she doesn't have to speak to be heard because, see, her presence alone is loud enough as is.
Mm. Mm.
That's what motherfuckers don't understand.
Also,
church. Presence. A super bitch's presence alone will intimidate all the basic bitches. And then you gonna have them basic bitches out there cuckling like little chickens and hens and shit, trying to see what
catching and shit, catching and
calling. Yeah. And then see, she got these, you know, you got these basic bitches. They get the cackling and going on like chicken heads, in which they are. They get the cackling and going on, and then you know what I'm saying? It's total chaos. Then that's when the king has to come in and get order back. And then see the thing about it.
Okay, this is who the fuck, how the fuck, when the fuck, why the fuck, how the fuck. How do you evaluate a bitch that you allow onto the team? I mean, what kind of test do you run? Because, you know, some bitches, when you hire them onto the team, they ask, okay, you know how when you first put in the application, oh, yes, I'm punctual. I know this particular system. I've been trained in this, and I know how to do that, and I got this many years of experience. And then when you put them to work, they sitting there, you know what I'm saying? And then they start fucking up the whole. See, it's a whole network. It's a whole organization.
See, let me say,
you know, it all comes together to work. You got the main bitch that play her role. You got sideline bitches. It's just like a football team. You got center. You got the quarterback. That's how my program ran. I got a quarterback. I got a center. I got a running back.
Yeah.
If y'all don't understand. Men got their team, and so do the ladies.
Exactly.
Don't play the game you can't be played.
Exactly.
So, what the fuck do you want to play the game for if you don't know how it can't be played?
Hey, Lady Libra, check this out.
You already know the situation. If a nigga done already told you the situation on what position you're going to play, at what point do you think you decide the position that you should play now? And the minute there's a glitch in the system,
For some reason, these basic bitches think they got some fire pussy, and I don't know what nigga done told them wrong. But see what it is, they need to stop dealing with these old simple ass niggas that's fucking the game up. You did?
Hey, you know, one of them niggas that got the 211 going, man. You know, when they get drunk, man, they believe anything.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
And then they be letting these niggas just
get up. So you're saying the alcohol is real?
Yeah, that's part of it.
You got some of that going, and then you get the 211 going, and you ain't thinking about nothing else.
You did?
That's
it.
Hey, Lady Libra, let me tell you something else, too, though. Hey, let me tell you something else, too, Lady Libra.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them basic bitches, I mean, they just like simple niggas, you dig? I mean, ain't no different. They were meant for each other, if you will, you dig? But let me tell you this, though. Now, these basic bitches, they got a lot of jealousy for you. Just like these simple ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? These basic bitches, they can't get the attention of a super bitch, so they got to be loud mouths and cause all kind of chaos and everything else.
Gotta be seen. Gotta make their presence known.
Exactly.
They gotta be trying to let the main bitch them know that they in the game. Bitch, I know you in the game.
But see, that's the thing about it. They not really in the game. They begging for the coach to put them in.
They say, put me in. Favorite ball.
Now check this out. I know everybody. Like you said, Lady Libra, from football area, I know everybody. If you ain't played sports, you done at least seen it. You know what I'm saying? Now, how many motherfuckers do you actually out there playing and heckling at the same time? You can't be heckling, you know what I'm saying, the players and shit like that, because the players, the real motherfuckers out there in the thick of this shit. All them hecklers in the crowd, they only mad because they can't do what real players do. If you can't play the game, the bench is right over there.
Oh, you say bitch, no bitches. Did you just say just a bitch?
take the heat and get out the kitchen.
Exactly. You can't stand the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Who the fuck told motherfuckers basically they can do shit without consequences? It's consequences to every action. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with the coach, and then you can't get no playing time.
You won't even practice, motherfucker. How you expect to get
let me break it down to you like this right here, though. You know what I'm saying? This some real deal shit right here. So you got your seasoned female, you got your unseasoned female, and then you got your heavily seasoned female. Okay.
So
if you mix them up, you know what I'm saying, and you get the right recipe. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. You're going to make you want to smack your mama. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
So, you know what I'm saying? If she ain't seasoned enough, you know what I'm saying? You already know she ain't going to be hitting on nothing anyway.
So basically what you're saying is some hoes, they just play during the season. Some hoes make it to the playoffs, and it's only a few hoes make it to the Super Bowl.
And some of them can't even get out of preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason is just is a whole nother area. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a super bitch quality. You know what I'm saying? Sex is just coming out shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So which one of y'all don't like thick or fat sexy women?
I mean, how fat you talking about, man?
I got all kinds
I'm just saying, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like them, you know, big, shot, tall, and small, but shit, you know, it's a limit to everything.
What's your limit?
I ain't got no limit.
Okay.
Low key,
you got
it. If that motherfucker can't get out of bed, I ain't fucking with him.
I mean,
okay, that's understandable.
Like this, you can have a super fine chick, and she be nasty as you don't know what. You know what I'm saying? So it all boils down to of you taking care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because guess what? A big girl, you know what I'm saying, can also become a skinny girl, you know what I'm saying, and it all depends, you know, on the diet and the attitude. So, you know.
Yeah.
If she got that brain, if she got that brain, she's going
to
make herself,
I ain't
gonna make herself
I ain't
gonna make
wrestle
herself,
with
you know what I'm saying, good for what she want anyway. So, you know.
I,
if you ever heard that term, I get what I want, you know what I'm saying? So, if you got a chick that got that brain and she can get that body, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, she was already beautiful from the jump anyway, but, you know, she wanted to go ahead and transform to make her man love her even more, you know what I'm saying? She going to do that.
Well, let me ask you this. It wasn't the body you fell in love with, it was the soul you fell in love with. Okay, but what good is a dumb fine bitch?
Nothing. Nothing. The only thing she can put her ass on the goddamn street and bring my breath back. We knocking bitches off the name shit. They can do it. It be the bitches that don't hate cause they forever show the lie. Pull up, keep them, be the baddest bitches in the club. My shit tight, two bitches wishing you could copy. They make niggas hate it, but real niggas love a super bitch. Talking about a super bitch, spending money super bitch. You get crazy super dick and all her niggas super rich. Talking about a super bitch. Cause fake niggas hate it, but real niggas love a super bitch.
You a broke hoe, I'm a super bitch. You niggas super broke, my niggas super rich. I get super paid, I'm super fresh. You talking small change, I'm talking super checks. Super bitches be roll up, broke niggas make me sick. Broke, camp gang, high class, basic hoes be bypassed. Bitch, I'm known, so I gotta have a bow. Tell the waiter, bring them bottles. She don't care how much it costs.
Wow.
Armani, their ring, money coming, it's not a thing. Black diamonds, white chips, green pockets, still shit. Keep fucking with them M's, nigga. Super niggas pay bills, nigga. Drug dealer, back kill, nigga.
Damn.
It be the bitches that don't hate, cause they forever show a lie. Pull up, he can be the baddest bitches in the club.
I'm sorry you're not a super bitch. It's stuck. Hold on. It's stuck. You know how I get when everybody starts trying to call in and listen. I just put some real shit on Facebook, so you know it's going crazy right now. Shout out to Facebook.
+917-889-8677 is the call in, man. It's something in the motherfucking hood, man. Why the fuck, who the fuck, what the fuck, Wednesday, man. We getting it in, man. We got all kind of motherfuckers in the building. King Jai, y'all already know, man. That boy Low Key, man. Shit, shout out to Pippin Sweet, man. Everybody is in this bitch, man. We trying to find out what the fuck and why the fuck. And who told motherfuckers that they can get off the bitch. All right, let's go.
So basically, I just wanted to say, what the fuck the size got to do with anything? I mean, I get so tired of basic bitches talking about how big my booty is, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, like, what the fuck? Why are you worried about my ass so much? If I like women, I would give you a taste of it, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. All this ass goes to the men. Sorry. That's how I be wrong with you. You be wrong, son. I can't get none of this precious pussy.
Well,
you
fucking
y'all already are.
Hell no. Nah. But anyway.
Y'all don't.
The bitches want you to sit on their face. Ain't that a bitch?
Low key. Yeah, baby. You think bitches? Let me tell you something. I have more bitches that want to get down with me than niggas. And I don't
mind.
What
is the world coming to?
Hey, you
yeah,
can't
you know
that. Women got good taste. I mean, what makes you think a woman don't recognize something that's beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable?
I'm just saying, they taking up all the pussy for the real niggas, man. Fuck that shit.
Well, it would be an insult for a woman not to want this. That's what's wrong with the basic bra. You know what? And what's funny is that all the basic bitches that have harassed me about a nigga over all my life, it turned out they were the one and they were in love with me. They didn't want the nigga with me because they wanted me. Well, let me tell you, harassing me is not going to get me to fuck with you. It's not going to happen. They be trying to get the nigga to leave me alone because they want me for themselves. Holla, bitch, I know you sick now.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he probably
got the switchboard blowing up right now. They trying to call in.
Exactly.
Hell,
like,
y'all froze just now.
They trying to get on the field. They want to play. They want to play the game. They want to get on the field. Right.
Get on the field, listen. I've been trying for this shit. That's just like me trying to say, okay, well, I'm finna go, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna just start playing pool. If I don't know nothing about no sticks and balls, I'm not going towards no damn pool table. And meet me on football. Come on. Meet me on the field,
I know
baby.
You better stick with the Connect Four.
Oh, shit.
Daniel Larry.
Wait a minute. You trying to say y'all basic bitches play the game y'all are accustomed to playing? Don't try to play the big leagues if you ain't got no experience. Is that what you just said? Okay.
They did.
Yeah, you gotta stay in your lane if you don't know what you're doing.
Uh-oh. You tell that bitch to play Connect Four.
Hey.
You mean to so do you think that TikTok is harder than Connect Four?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if Connect Four and Monopoly is the only thing you know how to play, then, you know what I'm saying, you got to go and get your money up before you get to the next game.
You got to master one shit before you can move on to the next shit. And, like, you got to master, you know what I'm saying, sucking the dick before you move to the ball. And then you work on the ball. You know what I'm saying? You got to master the first steps first. You know what I'm saying? Bitch,
you got to
master
being able to choke. Without gagging.
Yeah.
Before you go to the next step.
Yeah, you go to the next level.
Yeah, and you gotta know
and
how
you
to
know
deal with
it. And you know man. This. And you know man.
This. I'm not in front of the computer.
Yeah, we're getting major feedback.
But,
yeah.
What you just said, John?
No, I was just saying that you got to learn how to suck the right nut before you can move to the left nut.
Exactly. Bitches be trying to skip around and just try to jump straight in. You know what I mean? Nah. Can't do that. You gotta, you know what I'm saying, master one thing first, and then move on, you know? Can't just do it like
right
that.
On.
It works like
right
that.
Right on. Right on.
Hey, King Jock. Hey, Kilo.
What's
I'm
up?
Down, Kilo. No key. Shout out to what I'm drinking. I wanted to say, this is another topic that came to me. What the fuck makes a sideline bitch think that if I fuck up the nigga main situation, that I'm going to get that main position?
Misery loves company.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly what the fuck she thinking, because she's thinking, like, hell, if I can't have that nigga, if I can't have that nigga, shit, this bitch ain't going to have him either. That's the same thing these old simple-ass niggas be thinking. That's what I'm saying. Basic bitches need simple niggas. They go together.
Or she figured she had an ace in the hole, you know what I'm saying, that he going to fold.
And ain't no such thing as an ace folding, my dude.
Oh, so you saying
it.
Really it's like fighting a losing battle. It's just a waste of time.
That's what
she you're
doing. That's
yourself
what she's doing. That's what she's doing. Because she's thinking about Lady Libra, now you a super bitch. Now don't get it fucked up. Now, if a nigga came at you with that hating ass shit on another nigga, you looking at him like, oh, simple ass nigga, I ain't gonna fuck with you either because you telling on this nigga. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's a fucking turn off.
You on some old crazy shit. If you on some bitch shit, like if the bitch is motherfucking causing problems, then you gotta let the dogs out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Don't know
one want you can't have no conflict like King would say. You can't have that bullshit in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta maintain order at all times. Cause when shit get out of order, then everybody get out of pocket. Then when
and
everybody
you know
get out of pocket, then it's all
man?
Fucked up. Now can't nobody get shit done. You know what I'm saying? Cause everybody fucked
right.
up. Whereas everybody
right.
work together for the betterment of the motherfucking kingdom. Everybody eat, everybody be happy, and motherfucking everything be A1. Like good damn
that's
crazy.
That's why it ain't no snitches allowed in the motherfucking kingdom. Because as far as I'm concerned, them bitches that do that kind of shit, they consider it snitches.
I have both y'all in the witness program.
That's working backwards. You can't get on the team. If you ain't no team player, how the fuck you going to get on? You plan on making the team if you ain't no team player?
Man, fuck them bitches with a syphilis and bitch shit.
What the fuck? Who the fuck told them the rules? Who the fuck? You know what I'm saying? How motherfuckers think the things they think? What makes people think they can do some of the shit that they do? This is for real.
Who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? That's basically who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you to think you dictate how the game should go? And who? I'm talking about a situation jumped off of one of my super bitches called me and let me hear the conversation because she was just like, can you listen to this and tell me how you think I should handle this? I'm like, just be a super bitch, hold your breath, count to 10, and you know what I'm saying? Remove yourself from the situation. But the basic bitch that was harassing her pertaining to that wanted mainline play was telling the super nigga that he needs to make a choice. Who the fuck are you to tell a nigga to choose when you on the side? If you ain't in the house with a nigga, you are a sideline. Understand that if you not the bitch that he lay with, stay with, play with, you get your game time when they call you in. When the cops say, okay, number 24, get in the game, that's when you get in, bitch.
Right.
Exactly. Motherfuckers gotta know they motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, decisions. Shout out to the one I'm smoking. Yeah. Damn, my bad. Y'all already know what to do, man. 917-889-8677. Hot Talk Radio,
hey,
man. It's going in. We going in.
Hey, folks, you better blow that shit out.
Hey, I'm trying. Y'all know to do, man. But yeah, like she said, who the fuck told them that they couldn't even get in the game and then switch up the game and shit? I mean, that's just foul. That's foul. Blow the whistle.
Next question.
Motherfuckers out of bounds.
Damn,
I'm just trying to figure out what fairytale land they live in. But when you uproot the household, the niggas that pack and come stay with you. When since when that started happening? You in your position because that's the position that's for you.
Why they do that?
That's just like me, you know, skinny, ain't in shape, but I want to play quarterback. No. You're going to have to get a certain size, be able to run a certain amount of speed, be able to do certain kind of things to play quarterback position. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some motherfuckers are just a town boy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The Gatorade, motherfuckers. Get the Gatorade, goddamn. Get the Gatorade, goddamn. Fuck it. Shit. Nigga, thirsty right this bitch.
Man,
hey,
fuck
you
them.
You
gonna
be on the sideline with your big league chew. Looking like you playing in the game.
Faking. A lot of motherfuckers be faking like they playing the game and shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, some motherfuckers just be on the injured reserve. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Just got hurt.
Oh, fake ass
niggas. Exactly. Injured reserve.
They might just want to be that one in the sideline to wear that jersey, see how it feel, you know.
Oh, shit.
Right. They been retired, but they want to come back out there on the field and shit. Oh,
motherfucker. Why you can't go to the sports shop and buy him a jersey?
Nah, it ain't that type of jersey, you know what I'm saying? You got to earn
that
jersey.
You say it's a different
type
of jersey.
That's like you going to just go buy a big trophy, and say you done did something to get that and put it in your case. Mm-hmm. It don't mean nothing.
Oh, so you're saying
you
it's the difference between a game jersey and a football jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference between artist going platinum, you know what I'm saying, and going triple platinum. You feel me?
Oh.
So, you know, you gotta earn your stripes. You ain't just gonna get no purple heart. You know what I'm saying? Trying to save somebody's game. You know.
But basically, exactly. What they're trying to tell you: don't try to play super bitch role if you're a basic bitch. Shout out to Lucky Dumb.
You gotta earn that position.
Yo. You say your bitch bad.
What the fuck?
Holding at the gun. I got a stupid bitch. What a school like? Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times. So probably bust a B down and roll it like mine. Bet she could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but gotta get on booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pops on the bench, she a rider. We ride so to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips. Niggas say goonin'. My bitch real with this shit. She don't cop up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. She feel like I was cheating.
Then let me taste you, nigga.
Been a and acquitted a creeper. She know she come first. Now every time I hit it, I beat it. Make sure she come first. Yeah, I got a super bitch. We about the project single bound. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Stay good, stay down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. See her fly around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. Yeah, I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spit. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Cooked over and done the same kitchen. That's why I call her super bitch. Tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall. New nails, new fit, new handbag to match it all. And it's all her money. Stand back, let her ball. Like she got spinal power, dick, make her climb the wall. Got a real good job, but for left it, she a stripper. She just working so perfect like she working, so I took her. Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick. Rich should never go broke. Hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coke good like she cutting cake. Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope safe. Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the state. No. A boy conversation. Know these hoes. Know these hoes. Take her by the gun range before we going on our date. Just to show her that she's special. Bought my bitch a 38.
Yeah, got a super bitch.
We bought the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
You see her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Get through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open dinner, same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She's
might have to do a bit live. But I'm coming home to cash. I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street. I ain't on my ass, no, but she helped me stay on my feet. She got a lot of friends, they all super bitches. Got one for all of them. Yeah, I want my crew to hit them. She know how I do it, hell, she just like me. His wife be a super bitch. Yeah, she might be. She ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she at? Or where she doing? Where she been? When she coming back? She keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch breast. It's a S. So let's go. Super bitch. We found your project single pound.
Once again, I love to give reverence to those super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We're trying so hard to get y'all basic as for all to unleash the bitch in you. Now, I want to tell you something because I know that the fellas are going in. They got a lot on their chest. They're not playing about this subject because when you're talking about their playing field, they know all the rules because they wrote them. It's up to us to learn. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies. Now, when you know your position because you know when time you get game time. Now, you know damn well he don't sleep with you at night. Don't be expecting no extra shit when it comes down to these holidays. And that's when you want to slip out and let your presence be known. That's not, no. You, first of all, your issue on your position is never with the other female. She didn't choose her position. Understand that. The nigga that owned the game boy chose her position. So if you're going to question why I'm on the sideline or why I don't get no attention or whoop-de-whoop, your issue is with him. Take that shit to him. You don't take that shit to that female. She ain't got nothing to do with why you on the sideline. She ain't got shit to do with that. She didn't choose for you to go get on the sideline. She didn't choose her position. She chose her position. So your issue is never with the other woman, ladies. You don't call no female, text no female all day, all night. You keeping up yourself all night, keeping them up all night because the phone ringing, because you lonely. What do the lonely do on Christmas? They play with their ass. That's why Starship is in business. You know what I'm saying? It's places out there that you go to, you know what I'm saying? Call the sex line. I tell you what, the next holiday and you are alone, log on. blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. All our episodes we've ever produced are at that site. And we have so many there that I promise you, if you go from our very first episode, it will tide you over for at least a year. And you won't even realize you're no sideline, bitch, because you'll be so engrossed with Hot Talk Radio. And then when you get through listening, you'll be a better person. Because it's lessons in this shit. We're here to teach you. We're here to save you one show at a time. So this is what happens on the holidays. The nigga take his main broad, his family, his kids, and they spend time together. He tiptoes to the bathroom, go to the car, run to the store to get some beer, and that's when you get your phone call, okay? Don't be expecting nothing else. And don't try to dictate on what time he's going to call because he don't know what time he's going to have to go to the bathroom because really he's not thinking about you. He's engrossed into his family and enjoying that holiday, okay? I'm just trying to help you because there's too much basic shit going on and too much problem, you know, shit going on. And if you can't play the game, get the fuck off the field because that's just how it goes and that's how niggas play it.
Check it, man. Check it.
This how I play it with the gack in my draw. This how I play it when I'm breaking the law, when I'm serving the salt.
This how I play it with them niggas and brawls. This how I play it. You don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it. With them niggas and bros, this how I play it. You don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it. 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 I bubble, call struggle. Born to hustle, life's a struggle. So I juggle ounces and grams, bitches and scams. I silence the lamb while I was pulling the flam and my Glock a jam. Who can I trust when it's time to bust? Whoa, they am much too much. Keep my foot on the clutch while I'm blazing the dust. I cannot live this way. Getting high, paper chasing. I was born this way. Greedy, heavily sedated. The moment I made it, I spent it. Getting fat.
fuck it in the back. Get your homeboy Trevor Dunn on with me.
You know, I really apologize for the super nigga giving y'all a sample of his shit, but that was DJ Trapper John, you know what I'm saying? Shanghai on deck, you know what I'm saying? That's how you play it. You know what I'm saying? You can't handle it? Fuck y'all. That's how. Let me, somebody didn't hear that. Somebody didn't hear it. So for y'all basic bitches that don't understand how it go, that's how he plays.
Check it, man. Check it.
This how I play it, with the gack in my draw. This how I play it when I'm breaking the law, when I'm serving the salt.
This how I play it, with them niggas and brawls. This how I play it, you don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it, with them niggas and brawls. This how I play it, you don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it, 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 this how I play it,
this how I play it.
I bubble, call struggle, born to hustle, life's a struggle, so I juggle ounces and grams, bitches and scams. I silence the lamb while I was pulling the flam, and my Glock a jam. Who can I trust when it's time to bust? Whoa, they are much too much. Keep my foot on the clutch while I'm blazing the dust. I cannot live this way, getting high, paper chasing. I was born this way, greedy, heavily sedated. The moment I made it, I spent it, getting faded. I guess that how it is, I guess that how it goes. Either hustle money, moving weed and drop and blow. Keep my foot in the track.
The whole way Trump done always beat it.
That's how it goes, that's how it goes, that's how it play, that's how it lives. That's how it go. That's what he do. That's how these niggas do it. That's how it goes. Understand this shit? You don't like it, well, fuck y'all.
That's it,
man. Hey, man. Trevor John. I want to salute you, my nigga. That's some real ass shit I just heard you dig.
There you go. Tiffany get at all over again. Because he jumping at that
team ball. Appreciate it, John. You already know.
Hey, man, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Give him his round of applause.
On some real shit, man, I love to hear good music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always get prop what prop do. I've been listening to my nigga T.I. all day, get interviews and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And he been talking about the city, you dig? And how the city is so divided because everybody in the city don't know their role. And I'm just goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I just got to take it there, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Back to these niggas, and these simple-ass niggas, you dig? Motherfuckers don't know their motherfucking role. That nigga T.I. was off some real shit, my nigga said he done tried to help every motherfucker in the city. And it seemed like some of the motherfuckers that he just tried to be a friend, and since we all in the same game within the industry, he done, you know what I'm saying, overextended himself to where motherfuckers, they looking at him like, shit, nigga, we don't need your help. And
he
ain't
getting no respect
as
a vet. Yeah, as a veteran, they ain't giving no homage.
Not only that, my nigga, it ain't even the fact that they wasn't paying homage, it's the fact that, hell, he the motherfucker that opened the door. And see, that's what I want to make it a point to Lady Libra, because she opened the door for a whole lot of these basic-ass bitches to even want to start up a fucking talk show. And then they want to come in and, you know what I'm saying, steal ideas and shit. And of course, you know what I'm saying, I took a page out the King's book. And when I say the King, I mean T.I. I took a page out his book. Ain't no sense of me sitting on here calling these folk names and giving them some more free publicity or anything like that or make they shit hot. But they know who the fuck we talking about. And Lady Libra, I know she can co-sign to that. They know who the fuck we talking about. They ain't about shit. They want to sit there and listen to Lady Libra, her hit show, and get ideas and want to run away and try to put their own twist on it and think they done reinvented some new shit. Motherfucker, that shit that Lady Libra was doing 2 years ago that you just now getting hip to. But, I mean,
three,
I'm just saying. You can't buy this shit.
I'm just saying, folks. I'm just saying, you know, and the fact that you really do have old hating-ass motherfuckers in the game that won't give you your props. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about that. You know what I'm saying? Because when you amongst your peers, that's when you get respected, when you amongst your peers and your peers can actually say, yeah, you know what I'm saying, that's some good shit you're doing, because your fans are your fans. Your fans don't see all the hard work you put in it. All they get is the product, because they're the consumer. You dig? They don't. They wasn't there to actually plant that seed
and
get
preach,
that out.
Don't preach.
You know what I'm saying? They wasn't there to grasp all that when the behind the scene, when Lady Libra might holler at Trap, or she might holler at Low Key, or she might holler at the King and be like, yo, I feel like going in on these motherfuckers tonight. What you think? You know, and quite naturally, so she a badass bitch that got some Rottweilers and pit bulls on her team, so who the fuck are we to tell her no?
Hey, that's part of network, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You got network, get it in.
You dig what I'm
saying?
The
only way you
going to
grow,
that,
you
got to
feed,
see,
you gotta feed the
saying.
Seed.
Lady Libra know what it is.
You
got
to feed, feed the seed and turn the dirt over.
And not only that, but see, Lady Libra know what it is. That's why she had to come get these real street trap niggas to come in and let her know what these fake-ass phonies out here doing. You dig? Because she ain't got time to be out here fucking around with these faggots. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side of that, I'm going to give it to you, and we live from the trap tonight, you dig? And I'm going to put they coward asses out there always trying to hide behind shit and then want to get some publicity. Bitch, I ain't going to call your name, but you know who I'm talking about. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Motherfucker be stepping on the field and fucking up the game, stepping on niggas' toes and trying to run out with the ball and shit.
But see, what they need to realize is I'm a big fish swimming in AC.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. He's a shark, you a guppy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming to play in your territory because, see, we all going to have to fit at some point. You know what I'm saying? I give respect where respect you do. I fuck with everybody. And you don't fuck with me, I don't give a fuck. I still fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Just because. If you ain't about shit, I still don't tell you that you ain't about shit. But I still fuck with you because you going to tell me what not to do, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, just watch that motherfucker. You learn what not to do.
Man, look, you can learn.
You know,
go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? The system just let through some more callers, and basically, Anna's checked in. So basically, Anna's listening. So right now is the time to continue to enlighten. They've been listening from the computer, but now they decide to call in like they think I'm going to open their mouth. You get no play on here. You run nothing.
It's cool. Go on,
let the chicken bite. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what they're saying.
It might get burned a little bit, you know.
You gotta snap
the hand. It's cool because they need to hear some real live niggas tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? I set my ass up here from the whole year 2012 and look at these old fake ass niggas on the underground set think they doing something. We about to show these motherfuckers what the real is. I'm tired of sitting on my hands and just, you know what I'm saying, in the absence of the truth, bullshit will prevail. And it's been a lot of bullshit that's being played on the radio. It's been a lot of bullshit being said. And I'm just tired of it. You dig? And, I mean, shit, here it is. You are motherfucker.
Go ahead, man. Protest, my nigga.
I ain't giving these niggas no more slack. At all.
What the fuck makes them think they're going to get some more slack? What the fuck, Wednesday? On Hump Day in the Hood, live from the trap.
Man, say that different. I ain't giving these wilding niggas no out. More
we don't give
in, this game. In this music game, I ain't giving these niggas no more slack. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, I'm better than nobody off no shit like that, but I extend my shit. You know what I'm saying? Me and my folks, hey, we got two studios. You know what I'm saying? Two top quality motherfucking studio trap. You dig? And we extend our shit. These motherfuckers, they be like, yo, come fuck with us. Come rock with us. You know what these motherfuckers don't tell us? These motherfuckers gonna tell us, hey man, and we charging $1,500 a feature. Motherfucker, you ain't even got a phone on the radio. How the fuck you charging somebody to get on your shit?
No, don't tell me that shit, man. If you ain't even in the game, how you gonna charge? Well, you know what, John? I came across a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, motherfucker to pay to do a show and shit like that. When you ain't shit, you ain't bringing nobody, you ain't got no fans. You know what I'm saying? You really just trying to eat off, you know what I'm saying, hot talk fans. You already know what to do. But, shit, man. It goes down like that, but they got
the
game quick.
And I'm about to take it a step further. The reason I fuck with Lady Libra so long, you know, you dig, man, I've been fucking with each other long way, period. I fuck with her because she been fucking with me. You know these motherfuckers are coming at me, these old fake-ass internet radio stations, talking about they going to try to charge me and my goddamn artist $100 a spin. Bitch, what the fuck do I look like paying you to spin my motherfucking record with my artist? When we doing this shit, bitch, radio station. You know this bitch got a these bitches got these radio fucking internet stations and shit. They ain't even fucking licensed on ASCAP, BMI, or nothing like that. So you can't even clock the spins on these hoes. Even if you spin my shit, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, even bitch, if you even spin my artist record, it ain't no fucking way to calibrate that shit to count down quarterly spins. You can't show me your monthly rate. You can't show me your ticker, your tracker. So how the fuck you, man? Look, Trap, I'm going to run these motherfucking lame ass bitches and these simple ass niggas up out this game, dog. I'm going to run their ass up out
this game. Motherfuckers be trying to, they think this shit is gravy, man. They think it's gravy, if you're going to pay, you might well pay the big station. If you go, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
They think this a game, dog. They think we bullshit, and they think we doing this shit for a hobby and recreation. They don't know we live this shit, man.
Hey, shout out to all motherfucking 60 million listeners plus that check in with Hot Talk. You know what I'm saying? We respect that, and you know what I'm saying? That's why we show love like that.
I salute Lady Libra, I salute Low Key, and I for damn well shoot salute Trapper John, you dig? Some real ass stand up cats. Fuck them faggot ass haters, man.
Faggot ass haters. Well, my baby daddy, Papa Doug, told me, pat my puss on them hating ass.
Quack, quack. If you know a hating ass, hating on you, I want you to pat your puss on that puss ass hoe, man. Fine to be arguing, so go ahead, slap that hoe
You're going to respect this precious pussy. You're going to respect this pussy.
This how I play it with the gack in my draw. This how I play it when I'm breaking the law, when I'm serving the sauce.
This how I play it with them niggas and brawls. This how I play it. You don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it with them niggas and brawls. This how I play it. You don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it. 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 This how I play it.
This how I play it.
I bubble, call struggle, born to hustle, life's a struggle. So I juggle ounces and grams, bitches and scams. I silence the lamb, flower pulling the flam, and my Glock a jam. Who can I trust when it's time to bust? Won't they hear much too much? Keep my foot on the clutch while I'm blazing the Dutch. How can I live this way? Getting high, paper chasing. I was born this way, sweetie, heavily sedated. The moment I made it, I spent it, getting faded. I guess that how it is. I guess that how it goes. Either hustle money, moving weed and popping blow.
Keep my foot in the track.
And
my
whole
time done always keep it high.
You know, so y'all had to steal DJ Hell Nile in the building. Hell Nile, I don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I make this chick work. Shout out to all the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We're trying so desperately to get y'all basic ass brawls to stop bringing my phone and unleash the bitch in you.
That's right, y'all. Y'all already know what to do. Now, hope they in the motherfucking trap.
What the fuck? Who the fuck? What the fuck? Wednesday, man. Let's go. What's the next lineup? Let's go. Okay. What the fuck are you planning on doing different in 2013 versus what you did in 2012?
Well, no. The motto for
make
next year
money.
Is I ain't got time for the bullshit.
Make more money. I'm not. That's my goal every year is always make more than I made the year prior. And thus far in all my years I've accomplished that and I plan on keeping it 100. You dig? 2013, I plan on making $213,000.
That's the first month.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just my goal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I honestly feel the only one that can stop me from getting that is myself.
Hey, we're gonna take over the world, 2013.
You understand? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If we unite as super niggas and super bitches, shit, bow down.
Ain't no stopping.
Bow down.
That's it. That's
all
it.
Right, we tell you everything that's in tune for 2013, you might try to steal our idea. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Just know you gotta be on your A game.
But you know what, though, Pimp, that I've learned throughout my years, you know what I'm saying, that you can get you a group of ignorant motherfuckers and teach them something, and they'll follow you. Just because they were blind.
Okay, I like that.
Y'all better start an army. Just because they were blind and could not see.
Damn. Let's see what you got to say about the situation.
They just think about that concept. You go out and, because, I mean, they need somebody to follow because they some stupid, ignorant motherfuckers.
So what you're saying is, the nigga that don't know what time it is. You gonna give them a watch and let them know what time it is so they can follow, huh?
That's all the fucking KKK did. They went out and got a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers and created the KKK. Is that not the same?
Yeah, feel some propaganda and it's ready to go.
You go out and get you a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers and lead their ass to the light because obviously they got it down the bunny hole. Somebody done told them all wrong. They got life and love fucked up.
Like
they done took the blue pill.
That's what I'm trying to tell them. I'm in the digital
watch. You gonna give them the digital watch.
I'm out here in the bio.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Get it up. pocket watch. Shit.
Excuse me. Excuse me, gentlemen. We have, oh, I was told to dress y'all as super niggas. Excuse me. We got super niggas.
No, wait. You got to, no, it's a group of super niggas. Super niggas.
A group of stupid niggas. Okay, I said it.
Right.
That's get it right.
They ain't hear that word.
Get it right or get left.
Swarge, you just checked in. Swarge, what's going on?
Hey, man, I heard there's a group of stupid niggas convention going on, so I want to make sure I made it to the meeting.
You are welcome. Yeah, I didn't know. And you
know
are
what?
Welcome, my niggas.
Now back to the supposedly super nigga convention. Last week I threw a king party. Now I'm throwing a super nigga convention. I mean, I'm just saying, can y'all please let me know when I be throwing something?
It's
oh, it's
all
a king party now.
Above.
Don't get it twisted now.
It's all of the above. See, these kings are nothing but super niggas, a group of super niggas. That's KINGZSUPERNIGGZ.
And I can't tell you that somebody wasn't listening, man.
Exactly. They got it.
What's happening?
Where you checking in from?
Everywhere. You ain't never though.
You know where the fun of shit with me. And, world, I want to also introduce, you know, for y'all that, you know, we always have new listeners that join us. Swerve G is also another one of the originals from 2010. You know, we giving off his special show because this is the last Wednesday for 2012, and it's going down. You know what I'm saying? We've been going in all night. We know you've been, you know, you be super niggas to have be multitasking. I know you was over in the cut doing something else, probably had to tend to a couple of you bitches, you know, make sure they stay in line, you know. It's been real
animal.
Come on, gotta
stay lined up. Super nigga power activate.
Yeah, it is, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Our main topics of discussion tonight was who the fuck, what the fuck, when the fuck, why the fuck, how the fuck. And it went from when the fuck do sideline bitches decide to move their position? At
they
what point in the game do you decide that your position, when you decide, oh, I don't want to be sideline no more, I want to be mainstream? That's one of the topics we discussed. We talked about the things we're going, what the fuck we going to do for 2013. Fellas, help me. I mean, bring the nigga off the call.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm saying,
hey,
you got to go.
Hey, I ain't want to step on your mama, but shit, I was just co-signing with you, going down the line with it. If you need a super nigga to put a stamp on that, you got a group of super niggas right here. You did.
Stamp. Yo, so Swerve.
Hey, man, real talk. These motherfuckers don't change position until we tell them to.
Exactly, man. Because, you know, exactly, you gotta blow the whistle on them hoes when they step out of bounds. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. You got to just blow the whistle on them, man. That's it.
You're
that's
the
bottom line.
You're in the same role you started at until we tell you otherwise.
The hoe be acting up and these super niggas be letting them.
No doubt.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
That's my theme song. No, I said what I had to say, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers stay in the same position. You in the same position you started at until we tell you otherwise.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. That's what it goes back to.
Stay in your
lane.
If you ain't heard it from us, nothing different, then you in the same boat.
I mean, you ain't
going to
hear nothing different. Shit.
So, should the bitch be expecting an email or what? I'm just saying. So she can know.
The bitch, hey, that's my bitch. Hey,
you
know what
it's
going to
be? You going to ride in the back seat or you going to get in the trunk?
Man, you need to tell these bitches. She can either go or she can come. It makes me know never mind. You dig?
Yeah. What we got for 2013, Swerve?
Oh, man, I'm still doing the same old thing, baby. I'm swerving lane to lane. I hear everybody on the radio. Somebody they swerving now. You know what I'm saying? It's on every
song.
Oh,
man.
Everybody
wants
to swerve.
Oh, man. Everybody wants to swerve now, huh?
Everybody wants to swerve now. So,
yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, baby. So I'm going to keep swerving on them.
Oh, really?
Keep doing that shit, man. The motherfuckers don't learn, man. They can't got them siphon out this hot top
shit,
man. They gotta pay
for
dudes around
this
motherfucker.
Hey, but dig this though. I'm gonna get me a group of whole group of ignorant motherfuckers and bring them to the light. So listen, they need to follow King Ja at King Ja 357 on Twitter. All you ignorant motherfuckers, we gonna have a rally. You dig? I'm gonna get y'all together and I'm gonna lead you to the light. Because obviously somebody done told y'all wrong. So that's why she had me as a guest tonight. And I want to appreciate her for having me in. I want to appreciate, I especially want to thank Trapper John, Low Key, Swerve. I know them niggas still in your style, my nigga. Them niggas biting your ad libs and all. But, late, you know what, though? Don't say nothing, dog. Just let the little rats eat their cheese, you dig? Because
that's
all they coming
what
out
I do.
Just let the rat eat their cheese, you know, and that's why I tell Lady Libra, you dig? I mean, she got some pit bulls and Rottweilers on her squad, so she don't have to say shit. She can kick back and let the haters just look at her. So that's what I'm doing. Just follow King Ja. It's on Twitter, at King Ja 357. You ignorant motherfuckers, I'm going to get y'all together and show y'all what it is.
Why you think you heard about a million followers? Like motherfuckers are really asking for the following figure right now.
I ain't even gonna call the mayor.
He just went up by 10 points.
I ain't even gonna call the mayor of Atlanta and tell him what I'm doing, you dig? Because he'll be trying to put me something together on some old non-profit organization kind of shit. Because it is a lot of
ignorant. Yeah, don't let the mayor know what you're doing, bro. Keep that shit
man.
I'm gonna do this shit on my dime.
I'm gonna give back to these ignorant motherfuckers. I'm gonna give back to the community. I'm gonna get back where I came from. Because you know what I'm saying? When you a king, you gotta give back to the peasants.
Oh, yeah, and keep the votes for the lawyer. If not, they're going to revolt.
Exactly. So I'm going to give back to my. This is what I'm going to dedicate. I ain't going to dedicate no more of my hard earned money that I done put in this game. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, you got to pay the cost to be the boss, goddammit. I'll show you the receipt where I done did all that. But that's another thing. I'm going to dedicate my time. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to dedicate some shit that I can't get.
Time is money.
You can't make your book out on them, man, the first go around, man. You know, you got to take baby steps, man.
Exactly, you dig? So money come and go, so we ain't go. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take time and read to these stupid motherfuckers that didn't know how to read. I'm going to read to these ignorant motherfuckers that sign these bogus-ass contracts because they don't know what the fuck. They even have to sign their name on an X because they probably can't spell their own fucking name.
Somebody had to get their ass a crayon, man. That's what they used to sign them with.
Man, them dumb motherfuckers were drawing all outside the line, my nigga. We can't even give them crayons. They were drawing all outside the line.
Oh, my bad, man. We gotta go back to the water paint color books, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to take these idiots back to the watercolors because you can't even give them crayon because they be coloring all outside the lines and shit.
Fuck, I just tell nigga, prick your finger, nigga. I take it in blood, nigga. Just put your finger right there.
There you go.
I got your DNA, nigga. This you.
I'm gonna get these ignorant motherfuckers that be trying to steal a real nigga style, you know what I'm saying, and show them, look, nigga, this the blueprint. If you really want to know what to do, this is what you do. Don't look at what I'm doing and try to emulate it because you can't do that. Because I'm going to do something else tomorrow, and you still going to be stuck on stupid.
I'm going to have
y'all tune in to Lady Libra in 2013. She'll know where to find me, and if not, you can follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be fucking with my niggas, Trapper John, probably Low Key, you dig, Swerve, a couple of other real-ass niggas that we got out here. Holler at my nigga Henny White, you know what I'm saying? HWMG Music Group. Yeah, we doing good numbers. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We're independent label. Doing our thing. Niggas laughed at us. But, hey, fuck y'all. We coming.
Let's go.
That's
how I feel. That's how I feel. You dig? Everybody that fuck with us, I fuck with y'all. And you know who you are. Everybody that fuck with us, we fuck with y'all a long way. Everybody that did, we ain't fucking with you, but I'm going to tell you, it's business. It ain't personal. It's business. So if you got some money, come spend it with me. But this shit ain't for free.
Matter of fact, everybody
want to talk about, yeah, we getting 1,000 on feature, 1,500 feature. Nigga, I could have paid for your studio time because that's all you getting because we got two studios. You could have came over there and recorded along with us. We got two studios. And, man, come on, man. And you going to be like $1,500 just for a feature, and then we telling you that we giving you 20% of the royalties, you stupid motherfucker, so you can. can get some off your own record, but all you want to get is $1,500. Okay, well, I tell you what, I'll give you $1,000. You can do the feature, and I keep all the motherfucking masters and rights. So when we put it on the radio, don't be trying to take me to court, nigga, because we got our paperwork right. Fuck y'all. HWMG represents. And we going down with it in 2013. HWMG, I talk radio. Fuck all them haters.
That's what's up. Fuck all the haters. Hey, matter of fact, man.
Hot Talk Radio in conjunction with DUD Records.
Well, tell them where they can find you.
Everywhere, you ain't never there.
He's talking low key, tell them where they can find you.
Yo, you can find me on Twitter, low key, LOKEYY23. Shout out to Trapper John and all my niggas in 2012. You know what I'm saying? And you can also look us up on DUD Records. So, yeah, we going in for 2013. Know what it is.
That's what's up.
Trapper John?
Well, y'all already know, man. I need everybody to hit me up on that Go campaign, man, for all the bus trips, for all your transportation needs, man, from a helicopter to a skateboard. Holler at your boy, man. We got the tours going on all next year, man. Get at me, man. Only Serious Artists, man. We go out there, you know what I'm saying, got the spots for you. Get you there safely, you know what I'm saying, let you turn up, and bring you back home safely. Holler at me, man. Get at your boy, Trapper John, on Facebook. That's TrapperJohn, not JohnJohn, JohnN. Y'all already know what to do, man. DJ Trapper John on that Twitter, man. I just hit me up, man, 404-514-4259. Let's get it, man. Fuck with me. I got you. Holla.
Y'all already know y'all can follow me yet. Follow me to hell. Lady Libra, one word, faith hell, H-E-L-L. It's pronounced Lady Libra hell. Follow us on Hot Talk 2010. Make sure y'all follow us on Super Bitch Inc. at Super Bitch Inc. Or like that fan page, Hot Talk Radio on Facebook, Super Bitch Inc. That's B period, I period, T period, C period, H period, I N C period. Super Bitch with acronym. Y'all already know we'll be in full effect 2013. I'm not sure if we're going to finish up with Thursday's show. I'm not sure because I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be out of pocket. I'm not sure about Sunday's show, so I just wanted to give y'all something real cool to close out on. If you get bored in between time, go back to blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio and view all our previous shows. We have hundreds and hundreds of archives, and all of them are just as entertaining as tonight's show, if not better. So sit back, relax. Get you some drink, get you some smoke. Please do not try to listen to Hot Talk Radio on a sober head. It does not work, you know. So on that note, never hate the player, hate the game. That's how it's played.
Check it, man, check it.
This how I play it, with the gack in my draw. This how I play it when I'm breaking the law, when I'm serving the salt.
This how I play it, with them niggas and brawls. This how I play it, you don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it. With them niggas and bros, this how I play it. You don't like it, well, fuck y'all. This how I play it. 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 I bubble, cause struggle. Born to hustle, life's a struggle. So I juggle ounces and grams, bitches and scams. I silence the lamb, lava pulling the flam, and my Glock a jam. Who can I trust when it's time to bust? Whoa, they am much too much. Keep my foot on the clutch while I'm blazing the dust. I cannot live this way. Getting high, paper chasing. I was born this way. Greedy, heavily sedated. The moment I made it, I spent it. Getting faded. I guess that how it is. I guess that how it goes. Either hustle money, moving weed, and drop and blow.
Back,
keep my foot in the track.
The whole bunch of done always keep it hot. Hot.
Hot Talk Radio.
It's just in. DJ Trapper John has been allegedly seen in the Atlanta area. He has been sighted hanging with the notorious group alias Hot Talk Radio. Some of the members are Lady Libra, a.k.a. Queen Super Bitch, DJ Swerve G, a.k.a. Dr. TD, Big Baby, a.k.a. DJ Yeah Ho, and someone by the name of DJ Pimpin' Sweet, a.k.a. Yeah Yeah. please give us a call if you see any of these members. 800, stand the fuck down, ho.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
It's your girl, Diamond. Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Travel John. Talk Radio, let's go.
It's Wednesday, hump day in the hood. Take me to the trap. It's hump day in the hood. It's Wednesday, yeah. Hump day in the hood. Take me to the trap. It's hump day in the hood. It's Wednesday.
Respect this precious pussy.
DJ Trapper John, take you to the hood. Lady Libra, take you to the hood. It's the cut.
DJ Swerve G.
Hot Talk Radio.
DJ Swerve G.
We in the cut. Hot Talk Radio.
You gonna respect this
pussy. Hey, Lady Libra, what's up, girl? It's my Big Bang. Check it in. Trapper John. Lady Libra, hell.
You gonna respect this precious pussy.
Pimpin' Sweet. DJ Swerve G, Diamond, your ghetto super bitch, and your boy, DJ